You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
All right, creeps and kitties, that is it. The Gap Filler, Part 3, The Gappening. The platinum single.
That's it.
That you can expect sometime soon in your ear holes. You can have it. You can own it. It can be in your possession by the one, the only, the Get Minds. Cliff, Dave, thank you guys so much for coming up again. I truly appreciate it.
Thanks so much,
thank
man.
Thank you so much for having
really
us.
Definitely
let me know when the album release happens so I can talk about that. And I hope to see you guys on stage soon. And good luck with the festival
Electric
show.
Highway. Yeah.
Yeah. What's the date on that again, one more time?
April 5th is Electric Highway in Calgary. April 4th, we're playing Penticton at the Hub.
There you go.
So
it's
going to
be a ripping time.
Do it. Awesome. Yeah. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
And to all you listening out there, thank you for tuning in. Of course, you can find us at facebook.com/radradio on cjsf.ca. Just go over to the notes section. You can find the podcast. It'll be there. I swear to God, I'm going to upload them all eventually. The podcast system's just weird. I've been your host, Johnny Bones. You've been listening to Rad Radio. Make sure you guys stick around for the Blurred Crusade at midnight. We'll see y'all next week.
Western Front will be hosting the Tuke Craft Fair from December 1st to 3rd. It will showcase a curated selection of BC-based artists, craftspeople, and designers who make textiles, ceramics, jewelry, accessories, stationery, and home and body products. The event is all about coming together, meeting artists, and connecting with what is being made in our community. If you are interested in participating as a vendor, make sure to submit the application form by August 31st. To access the application form and for more details of this event, visit tukecraftfair.com.
Hi, this is Sukyun Lee, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby.
Pre-produced at My Credenza in East Vancouver, this is Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing rock and electronic music. Tonight's episode is yet another milestone in this year of milestones on this show, and it is the 100th episode of the Home of Burnaby Rock. At my end, it has not been a celebration, rather a challenge to save my show once again. In the face of my usual sources being depleted, as well as a bit of a Y2K moment for my filing systems. This is an all-original and research episode, and I did go off the board a bit to bring in adequate, satisfactory, new-to-the-show material. I say new-to-the-show material because there is a good amount of somewhat backdated new-to-me music on here tonight. Except for my continued slaving on Earshot Distro, I didn't want to touch any of my other recurrent sources, saving them for the final new music episode of the year in December. I'm still not on a streaming service like Spotify or Apple Music yet, but it is coming. I have time off coming up where I can investigate all of that. I am deeply concerned about where I'll be getting music from my January new music episode. 100 episodes strong, and this show's model is still completely unsustainable. Not being down with streaming just yet, I supplemented my Earshot Distro and mostly Earshot Distro leftovers from episode 97 with a digback of Blaylock's indie rock playlist for the entire year of 2021, which sounds exciting, and it is, but there were complications that limited the results. When I go through Blaylock's, I go to, just on a browser, I go to birp.fm and stream it directly from there. It's free, it's easy, and that's what I've been doing. A typical playlist has probably 120, 130 songs on it. But there's always one or two where if you tap on it, it skips over to the next one, probably because the file or link is missing or something like that. I always thought it could also be rights issues, and I think I'm onto something with that, because as you go back in time on these lists, on their website, there is decay, where more and more songs are missing, to the point where well over half of the songs are missing every month by mid-2021. I did get 11 songs from all of that, but nothing from earlier than June of 21, so I figure I missed out on at least 5 or 6 more songs. As well, knowing it's not as complete a resource as I thought is a cruel reality. After the Blaylock's 2021 search, I still didn't have quite enough new music, so I turned to David Dean Burkhart's YouTube channel and went through the last 3.5 months. I've never been there. I've just noticed sometimes when I send YouTube links for songs, they come from the Burkhart channel. I got 4 songs from there. It's a lot like Blaylock's, except somehow more homogenous. And I think there's probably a lot of overlap. I guess I'll find that out when I research Blaylock's on my next one. So that is the show tonight. 2021 Blaylock's, probably the best stuff on here, mostly later on in the big set. The big set is really good tonight. It starts after the next break. There's lots of Earshot distro scattered throughout. Surprisingly interesting music from there. And then the David Dean Burkhart stuff. There's also new music from Wimps, Wombo, and Breeze. More from the new Collate record. And a couple of leftovers. There's no ambient music tonight, which hasn't been the case for a while. It's all pop tunes. And that first set was oldies. It is the 100th episode, after all, and it was Deerhoof from La Isla Bonita, followed by classics from Radiohead and The Strokes.